Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Morena, Zoe.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, good. Happy to be back after, I don't know, a couple of months.
This is our first time across the desk from each other.
Yes.
It's lovely to have you here.
You too.
And we've also got other people in the studio this morning as well. Kia ora, how are you guys, Whaling and Marianne?
Morning. Good.
Very good.
Very good.
It's very early in my brain right now.
That's all right. Everybody's waking up together. What are we talking about today, Zoe?
Well, theatre this week is going to be pumping. It's
nice.
The comedy fest still. So I would recommend going to James Rocare, which is tonight and tomorrow at Basement Theatre. $20 to $25, easy done.
Nice.
Spinoff described it as impeccable.
Impeccable,
which is a synonym for flawless and exemplary.
Sounds like you can't go wrong there,
you
really.
You can't go wrong.
No.
It's described as like two real laughs and his life being a Filipino in New Zealand. So I've seen him at Classic before and he just made me cry with
laughter.
So I would definitely not miss that one. 7 p.m., 60 minutes long. Also at Basement, straight after that, you can go to both, is the Mournemore Murders. And if you were like me and just hid in your room reading Agatha Christie all of your childhood.
That was me ages 13 through to 16, just all I read, basically.
Then, yeah, this is for you. It's a rural whodunit. Detectives
nice.
From Timaru have to solve the murder mystery
South
in
Island.
Mournemore.
You've sold me on this twice over.
Yes, exactly. 8:45 p.m. So you can go to James Roque and then head up to this in the studio, 50 minutes long. $16 to $20.
Fantastic.
So.
A full theatre night out then.
Indeed.
Awesome. And what is the third thing we're talking about today?
Well, the third thing is very exciting. It is Whaling, our guest here's debut work. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and it's called Not Woman Enough, and it's going to be at TAPAC on Wednesday. Whaling, what made you write Not Woman Enough? Was there like a series of events that led up to it or...?
Oh, no, I've just never written for theatre before, and I thought I'd give it a go. And I thought, what is the easiest thing I could write that could pop into my head? And it is literally a collection of stuff I read in the media, my own experiences, my friends' experiences, and it's all about being a woman and the expectations about being a woman, the breast, the vagina, the babies, everything. It's got life, death, vibrators, MasterChef in here. It's got, I don't even know where it came from half the time. It's got everything.
The whole shebang.
Life, death, and vibrators. That sounds like a good good memoir title, maybe.
Amazing. And Marianne, you're a producer for this play and also at Proudly Asian Theatre.
Yes.
What made you seek out an organisation like Proudly Asian Theatre, and why do you think it's important in Auckland theatre today?
Love these juicy questions early in the morning. Essentially, it's the need for representation and having a platform for creatives like Whaling and myself to be able to express our stories in whatever form or whatever genre that we sort of want to embark. And at the same, I just also want to add to what Whaling was saying, even though she's like, I just whipped it out of nowhere. She's phenomenal, this woman. She's, you know, all over the and across the board, being a filmmaker, a mother, a friend, a woman, and just in general, I'm just raving about you now. It's what the show's about.
We're loving the love.
But yeah, and it's just like, there's not enough storytellers, like Asian storytellers telling Asian stories, or just stories that are meant to be told by the right people. And also, being a Filipino creative coming out of drama school, I was very aware that I wasn't seeing myself anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I need to be seen.
If those roles aren't there, you better write them.
So gotta produce my own thing, write my own thing, and be boss in my own thing.
Amazing. And Whaling, how do you think audiences are going to feel when they leave this play? Like, is there a particular message that you hope you're going to get across, or...?
Not really. I just hope they like it. That's like minimum bar, I guess.
Nice.
I think they'll be entertained. The feedback I've been getting so far has been really good.
Cool.
I just want to say as well, without Proudly Asian Theatre, I wouldn't have done this. And it's purely because of... it's a really tricky thing to explain, growing up in an oppressed world, because I came here when I was 20 years old. And that allowance or allowing yourself to do things is really hard for me. And in like New Zealand, where yes, you can do everything, but from an Asian, my perspective, it was really hard to give myself that permission. And probably Asian theatre has pushed me to go, yes, you can do it. Here's the deadline. Go for it, kind of thing, you know.
Cool.
And I'm great. I'm so grateful for this theatre company. I really am, because I would not have written this play without them.
Nice.
Yeah. I just want to pitch into that. And I think the reason that Proudly Asian Theatre created Fresh Off the Page, which is the monthly play reading that Hui Ling's original is featuring on. So yeah, it's a monthly play reading, and this year we've reinvented the whole year so that we are actually essentially producing and making, you know, giving platform to 10 new, brand new works.
Fantastic.
By Asian New Zealand creatives that would, yeah, like never have had the opportunity. And the greatest thing about Fresh Off the Page this year is we're proudly supported by CNZ and Play Market to actually give you know, that beginning push and mentorship on how to write and how to, you know, how to do theatre in that sense. But honestly, the people that did submit, people like Hui Ling, already had the essence and the key, and we literally, I just make it happen.
It's so important to have those platforms, though, and to have supportive communities that can help uplift these narratives and really fantastic works that people are making. Mm. That's so, you know, part of the whole deal as well. Without that, you don't get things out on the stage as well. Mm. Yeah.
And it is very easy to support Fresh Off the Page because it's free.
Hey,
it's a free
yeah.
event.
Nice.
You can book online at www.proudlyasiantheatre.com/freshoffthepage. And yeah, just register, it's free, and go along to TAPAC at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 22nd, and it will be amazing.
Fantastic. Thank you all for coming up, Hui Ling, Marianne and Zoe.
Yes.
Lovely to have you all here this morning. It sounds like fantastic things happening out in Tamaki in the theatre scene.
Thanks. That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Still a bit of time to get in your final course.